This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 1st August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is warm with clear skies. In Tel Aviv, a sunny afternoon invites outdoor activities. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Meanwhile, in Haifa, expect a pleasant evening as temperatures cool slightly. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, the Gaza disarmament deal has sparked mixed reactions, posing potential challenges for Netanyahu. Details from 2 hours ago. Also, Israel Hayom reports that the IDF has eliminated a key Hamas terrorist, Abdel Rahim Kardi, in Gaza City. This update came 13 hours ago. Also this hour, a CBS report reveals discussions between the U.S. and Israel on a potential joint strike on Iran this weekend. This development emerged 8 hours ago. Separately, Washington has assured Hamas of Netanyahu's commitment to withdraw from Gaza, as reported by Walla 11 hours ago. And finally, I-24 News shares insights from a Board of Peace official who describes Israel's commitments on Gaza as reversible and linked to Hamas disarmament. This information came to light 12 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. CNN, the story is, retweeted a statement from Alex Plitzas, who speculates that a package of strikes against Iran may occur soon. Not a Good Jewish Girl highlights cognitive biases in pattern recognition, emphasizing the importance of considering all input to avoid flawed conclusions. Joe Truzman reports that the U.S. Department of Justice announced the arrest of Mohammad Yusuf Hasna, accused of funneling funds to Hamas through a sham charity. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's analysis on the Gaza disarmament deal. The agreement, while not yet implemented, has already stirred both celebration and concern across political lines. Critics argue it could undermine Netanyahu's position, while supporters see potential for regional stability. The implications could be significant for future negotiations and domestic politics. Turning to the IDF's recent operation, Israel Hayom reports the elimination of Abdel Rahim Kardi, a key figure in Hamas's military wing, who was also a doctor at Shifa Hospital. This strike comes as part of ongoing efforts to dismantle terrorist infrastructure in Gaza. The move underscores Israel's commitment to security, but may escalate tensions in the region. Meanwhile, CBS reveals that the U.S. and Israel have discussed a joint strike on Iran as early as this weekend. This potential operation targets Iran's energy infrastructure in what could be a major escalation. The discussions reflect a heightened urgency in addressing Iran's nuclear ambitions with global ramifications for diplomatic and military alliances. Separately, Walla reports on U.S. assurances to Hamas regarding Israel's withdrawal from Gaza. According to Arab sources, the Trump administration conveyed Netanyahu's commitments directly to Hamas. This report suggests a delicate balancing act for Israel, navigating international pressures and internal dissent. And finally, I-24 News highlights comments from a Board of Peace official. They describe Israel's Gaza commitments as flexible and contingent on Hamas's disarmament. This approach may provide leverage in negotiations, but also risks uncertainty in its execution. The outcome could influence both peace prospects and regional dynamics. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business explores the financing of real estate in Israel, noting that banks remain central, supplemented by insurance companies and non-bank entities. This diversification indicates robust investment activity in this sector. Separately, CTech quotes Eyal Neve of Pitango, who likens the current AI era to the early days of software development, suggesting startups must evolve into unicorns themselves. This reflects the transformative potential of AI in Israel's tech landscape. And finally, Globes reports that Mobileye is searching for a new CEO with marketing expertise. This move aligns with plans to expand operations internationally, signaling growth ambitions for the Israeli tech giant. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.